10. Gideon's 300. The people of Israel were being raided by the Midianites, who swept across the land like locusts, stealing crops and animals, and leaving nothing behind. The Israelites hid in caves and crevices in the mountains, planting crops in secret, hoping the Midianites wouldn't find them. God chose a man named Gideon to fight back. Gideon gathered an army. 32,000 men came to fight. That sounds like a lot, but the Midianites had even more. So many that the Bible says they were like sand on the seashore, impossible to count. Then God said something strange. He said, "You have too many men." Too many? They were already outnumbered. But God said, "If you win with this many, Israel will think they did it themselves. They'll say, 'Our own strength saved us.'" So God told Gideon to announce to the army, "Anyone who is afraid may go home." 22,000 men left. Just like that, Gideon's army went from 32,000 to 10,000. God said, "Still too many. Take them down to the water to drink." Some men knelt down and put their faces in the water. Others cupped the water in their hands and lapped it up while staying alert. God said, "Keep the 300 who lapped from their hands. Send everyone else home." 300 men, against an army that couldn't be counted. That night, Gideon gave each man a trumpet, an empty clay jar, and a torch hidden inside the jar. They surrounded the Midianite camp in the dark, in three groups. And at Gideon's signal, all 300 men blew their trumpets, smashed their jars so the torches blazed out into the night, and shouted. The Midianites woke to fire and noise on every side. In the confusion and the dark, they panicked. They turned on each other. They ran. And 300 men with torches and trumpets routed an army that stretched as far as anyone could see. God said, "Too many. If Israel won with 32,000 men, they'd think they did it themselves." 300 made it impossible to take credit. God uses small numbers, so there's no confusion about where the victory came from. If you ever feel too small or too young for what's in front of you, good. That's exactly where God does his best work. Judges 7.